it mostly would be sour. By morning it would be sour. And that milk Mama used for the cheese and the butter and cream cheese and things like that.
What did you call that sour milk?
Sour milk.
Didn't it get called clabber or thick milk?
Well, clabber was after it got thicker, but the sour milk is before you'd the clabber is what's left after you churn it,
mm-hmm.
The whey and the clabber.
What about the, do you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen?
A what?
Milk gap or a cow pen?
Yes, that's where they put the cows when you were getting ready to milk them. And one fellow would go wash the udders off and get them kind of halfway sanitary, and the other guy would be milking.
Milking them in the
pan, in a bucket, in a pail,
uh-huh.
A milk pail.
What did he call the milk gap or cow pen? Did you call it a milk gap?
No, a holding pen.
Uh-huh.
That's where we'd hold the cows to. And they'd wash them off, and if one of them laid down, you had to wash her again. So usually, while he was milking that cow, this fellow would be cleaning this one up, you see. And then he'd put her in another place where she could start eating. And she couldn't lay down. They had an outfit built in a V shape, and it had one of them straight, a little bit wide at the top, and the other one had a bolt down at the bottom, and would move back and forth. You'd feed her, and then she'd stick her head through there, and you'd catch her neck and put another bolt up here and put a pin in the bolt to keep it from coming loose.
I do not.
And she'd be eating, and then the other fellow would come milk her, and there were two milkers.
Hello.
Okay.
What about pigs? Where would they be kept?
We didn't have pigs. We never kept pigs. We had some goats. And they had a separate little pasture, and they had to run down on the bank of a bar pit next to the road. And they'd go down and back several times a day, mostly brushing there. And goats are not as much grazers as they are browsers. They'll stand up and eat way up off the ground on their legs. Of course, they'll graze if they don't have anything to browse. They'd rather have a researcha that has a lot of thorns and things like that to eat than and several other kinds of native brush that grows. And the more they'd chew on it, well, the quicker it would grow out again and send out new shoots. And that's what they would eat.
But if a person did have pigs, though, where would they be kept?
I don't know. We never had pigs, and we never kept them. I don't know anything about pigs.
You ever hear of a pig pen or
yeah, I've heard of pig pens,
sty?
But we didn't. Well, sty, yeah, pig sty, but we didn't have pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't keep them.
What about chickens?
Yeah, we had a big chicken population. Mama had about, I guess, 100 white leghorns and about 40 or 50 brown leghorns.
Where were they kept?
In the chicken yard, and they had a chicken house, and possum would get in there once in a while and eat food at night. Dogs would keep you awake barking.
Mm-hmm. What about a place just for the little chicks? Or the mother hen and the...
Well, when we raised chickens like that, Mama just let the hen take care of them. And we had an old man that was a chicken fighter. His name was Alberto. And he had a bunch of fighting chickens. And when they would get plucky, Mama would borrow them from him and raise a bunch of the white leghorns and the brown leghorns. And those mothers will raise 9 out of every 12 chicks at the hedge. And they want a hawk, they want a rat, a possum, or anything molested.